Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast, the show that features live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings from some of Canada and the world's best artists. And today, for episode number 20, we have a very special episode devoted entirely to the inimitable Pokey Lafarge. I had a chance to talk to him back in July during the Hillside Festival, and he came in and did a session which we recently released after we had hit 1,000 likes on Facebook, which happened very recently in December. So the entire session is now online at pinballsessions.com for you to download or stream or just love the fact that it's there, but I highly suggest that you download it. And here for this episode of the podcast, I should have introduced myself, will be playing a couple of tracks from him as well as the interview that I had with him. So sit back, relax, enjoy for an entirely pokey episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast.
Winter's calling, trees are shaking, leaves are falling, you just never know what the rain will bring. Storm's coming, mama knows, by the pain down in her bones, and you just never know what the rain will bring. Mississippi had a way with me, and you just never know what the rain will bring. What it'll bring. Sometimes it stops as soon as it starts, and other times you wished you had Noah's Ark, 'cause you just never know what the rain will. Sun to shine.
We are talking today to Pokey Lafarge, who just played a pinball session here in Guelph. We're also joined by Ryan. Sorry, I don't know your last name.
Koenig.
Actually, I did know that because of Chekhov from Star Trek.
Speaking of Star Trek.
So how is Hillside for you? Have you enjoyed it?
Hillside's been a nice, quaint Canadian festival for us. Same old awesome Canadian quality festival, but just all smaller.
Nice boat rides.
Cool. So I guess just a quick intro to find out how you guys all met and how you got together. What's the story of the birth of the band?
I started out solo about 6 years ago. I was living down in Asheville, and a couple of guys were in a different band, traveled through, saw me playing on the street, and moved to St. Louis a little after that, and the rest is history. We've been playing together, four of us, the core of the band, if you will, for 4.5 years, going on five, and the horn section started out with us in February of this year.
Cool.
So they're the newest additions.
6 months together. Cool. So I feel that Toronto, at least, and generally around, is sort of hungering for the sound. When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of Leon Redbone and a lot of the sort of ragtime and Dixieland jazz, and it seems to be sort of not around. Have you found any peers, any people that are basically playing Dixieland, playing ragtime, playing some Americana that you really enjoy?
Leon Redbone's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. One of his peers, Vince Giordano up in New York, is definitely somebody I look up to. Just people in Chicago, California, New Orleans, you know. Definitely in small pockets, definitely minority-based, but...
they're out there, you just got to find them.
Yeah. And do you feel that you've been able to reach people? You've had a bit of good luck recently with David Letterman, with some great performances, reaching a wider audience.
Yeah, definitely. I feel fortunate to be able to be one of the very chosen few to be able to take this music, if you know, whatever you want to say that music may be, and put it out there and get a bigger exposure and stuff like that. We certainly... I've worked very hard to attain whatever it is we have wished to attain. We've set goals for ourselves and worked very hard to accomplish a lot of them. So you definitely create your luck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely have to be willing to work for it if you're going to play this very original music. You have to be willing to work that much harder than other people, I think, because nobody's going to give you a damn thing.
Yeah. It's not something that anybody really wants to sell.
Interesting. So you feel like you're kind of carving the niche?
Yep, carving it out of stone.
Very nice.
A toothbrush.
With a toothbrush.
With a toothpick.
You know how we chew.
Do you have a term for what you call it for yourselves? Because there are going to be people that are going to throw a label on it, generally Americana or Roots. But maybe based on what you listen to or when you grew up, what you feel your music is?
Well, my music's still being defined. Mm-hmm. Thus, being put into a genre can be very limiting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to associate myself with indie folk or with the majority of the bands out there that are being called Roots or Americana. So, I think it... you know, I don't know. Maybe in 10, 20 years, people won't be asking me questions of what your music is. Hopefully, it'll have solidified, and maybe by that point, I'll have a name for it. But a guy like Dale Watson, you know, he calls himself and much other music that he wants to associate himself with Ameripolitan. And certainly, Dale Watson's somebody that I look up to.
Don't mind being associated with.
And don't mind being associated with. Although, you know, he says we could be in Ameripolitan vein, but I think we're pretty different than a lot of the stuff that he has in the Ameripolitan. But, you know, people out there today, like, you got a good Canadian, like Petunia and the Vipers, they're a great band. Wayne Hancock from down in Texas.
J.D. McPherson
from Oklahoma. Yeah, the list is pretty long, actually.
These are all people you'd love to, share a bill with.
Oh, absolutely.
We have shared a bill with.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we call ourselves a pinball session, so we like to have a bit of fun when we're chatting about this. And the main question we ask is, if there was a pinball machine, and it was the Pokey Lafarge pinball machine, what do you believe That's would be painted question. On the back?
Painted on, like, the display?
Painted on the display. Yeah.
Well, the display, it was one thing, but the actual inner workings of the game, it could be.
I think that we have a poster, and Shauna has it in her house. Nick, what's his last name from London? Design
Nick Hayes.
Nick Hayes, and the poster is kind of like cartoonish representations of a lot of the characters in the songs.
Oh, cool!
And then cartoonish representations of us, and I think that you know the songs. Any good song really has enough of a story to it that you could represent it accurately with a small plastic figurine.
How do you feel the gameplay would be? What would be there on the field?
I don't even know enough about pinball, yeah. Ryan. I have to.
Well, I mean, there'd definitely be like, you know, central time would be the shot straight up the middle.
Very nice.
Right.
You know.
Right through the arch.
Yeah, right through the arch.
Right through the arch. If you get it through the arch, that's the central time.
Yeah.
Shit, we're going somewhere. We got to do this.
You'd have
you might have just spawned a new table, man.
You'd have like.
Do you ask this every time?
Yeah, we ask, okay. But this is actually, I like the city. You drew your city into it, which we don't normally hear.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, the arch is a good shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you could have like you know a riverboat or something off to the side, maybe.
Yeah, and then it like carries the ball over across to the Ohio River or something. Yeah,
exactly.
Down to,
yeah, you could even have two ramps, like an Ohio ramp and a Mississippi ramp.
Yeah, or like the Highway 61 or the I-55 crossing with the I-64/44.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome. some brick buildings, probably like some gunshots.
Yeah, yeah.
And fireworks like simultaneously.
You could have drop targets that look like bricks, and that could be the brick thieves' target. You hit the bricks, and the bricks drop.
The building falls down.
Yeah, it's like north side and building falls.
Brick thieves are a problem.
Yes.
Collecting nice brick everywhere, I guess, and people just want to take
and
it.
And I mean, a lot of it's abandoned.
Some of the north side is abandoned, especially is where it's happening.
Most of it, really. And the east side. The east side's probably about 95% abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But you love your city.
Oh, yeah.
You love your city. Oh, yeah. Cool. What's next for you guys?
Immediate future, we head to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on when this thing is aired, we'll go to Michigan immediately and then to Kentucky and then to Ohio and then to Europe for a few weeks. Then
back west for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, September we're doing some stuff and we'll be in the southeast doing some more festivals in the Midwest and then out west in October. Mm-hmm. November back to Europe for a whole month and then December around the southeast and Midwest. Then January we go to India and Scotland, and then in March or February maybe all over to Europe and a little in the Midwest and the States.
Mm-hmm.
Then March we go to Australia and New Zealand for the first time, and hopefully start to record this winter.
Yeah,
so you a lot of little side projects coming up, little things here and there.
Oh, cool.
Some movie stuff and this and that, but.
And you're touring the new album, eponymous album. Came out what, February?
June 4th.
June. Oh, it came out in June.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's Third Man Records.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So thank you guys for talking.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed Hillside, and I hope you enjoy heading out back to the States.
Yeah, cool. Pinball.
Pinball.
Well, you heard of the Shack, East Boogie 2, but here's a brand new one for you. It's called a St. Louis Crow. Hey, St. Louis Crow. You don't need to buy a thing to do the St. Louis Crow. Frankie said Johnny told Stagg and Lee, South City, St. Louis, just the place to be to the St. Louis Crow. Baby, that's St. Louis Crow. Yeah, you don't need to buy a thing to do the St. Louis Crow. In the neighborhood. Dizzy Dean told a young Jack Buck, "Hey, Bragg, if you can back it up to the St. Louis Crawl." Yeah, St. Louis Crawl. You don't need to buy things with the St. Louis Crawl. I'm gonna do it. That's St. Louis Crawl. St. Louis Crawl. St. Louis Crawl. Crawl, 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 crawl. That's St. Louis Crawl. You don't need to buy things, baby, to the St. Louis Crawl.
Pokey LaFarge with the St. Louis Crawl. The first song we heard was What the Rain Will Bring, and in between, an interview with Pokey LaFarge and Ryan Koenig, who plays harmonica, washboard, and snare drum for the band, often referred to as the South City Three, even though it is a five-piece band, which also includes Joey Glynn on bass, Adam Hoskins on guitar, TJ Muller on cornet and trombone, and Chloe Fiorenzo on clarinet and saxophone. And that's who played on the session that you heard here, and you can find at pinballsessions.com. Now, they are from St. Louis, Missouri, as you heard, and they're very proud of their city. And you can find out more about Pokey LaFarge at pokeylafarge.net, or essentially search for Pokey LaFarge on Twitter, on Facebook. You're going to find him there as well. He is on tour all over the place, and we will keep you up to date on the Pinball Sessions Twitter and Facebook on updates about them, because we like to follow them. We're big fans at Pinball Sessions Pokey, and we're very, very, very gracious that he came in to play in Guelph, Ontario, and to play at the Hillside Festival there back in July in 2013. So I'd like to thank you again for listening to the Pinball Sessions podcast. I hope you head over to pinballsessions.com, download that amazing session, listen to it a lot, and check out the other sessions available on the site. We've got loads and loads of live and off the floor sessions recorded in Guelph, Ontario for you to listen to from some great artists. So please check that out at pinballsessions.com. Sign up for our newsletter, check out our Twitter. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there for you. Oh, and before I forget, if you head to pinballsessions.com and check out the Pokey LaFarge session, you will see a video there available that you can watch, and it's from the session, so you'll get to see the Pinball Studios and Pokey playing with his band. Thank you for listening to Pinball Sessions Podcast, episode number 20, and we'll be back in the new year with a new episode. Take care, bye.